It's the situation with Michael Brown and 630 KHI. Glad to have you with me. You can text the word Mike to 57739. I want to take a few minutes to talk to my friend David Clemens with Hero 2020. You've heard me in the past. Hero 2020 was a sponsor of this program. The Hero 2020 is a self-defense, non-lethal weapon. I have one that I keep in my car, and Tamara has one too. We absolutely love these devices. Well, Hero 2020 has come up with a new device called the Arrow. And I got mine over the weekend, and I got to tell you, this is a fascinating self-defense, non-lethal device. David, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, Michael, and thank you for having us on your program. I'm really humbled and very appreciative, Michael.
Well, I love these products, and I love what you guys are doing. They're incredibly innovative. So the Hero 2020 self-defense gun was, I think, an absolute hit. But you guys didn't settle for that. You wanted to go further, and you came up with this device called the Arrow. Explain to the audience what the Arrow is.
Okay, well, my partner and I, Dan Danowski of Loveland, Colorado, by the way, all the engineering and some of the brilliant minds that have been on our products are right out of Arrow, and our distribution center and assembly and a lot of people for support are in Salt Lake. But we're Rocky Mountain focused, and we have come up with some really great patented award-winning products. Arrow came from our customers' feedback. They asked for a smaller, more compact product with the same amount of power that they could sit in their pocket, put in their kid's backpack, you know, put in the glove compartment, put it in the RV, and we came up with it. We made the promise. It's one-third smaller than the Hero 2020. Now, Michael, you've seen both. You just got yours in the mail. Yep. We have a very innovative safety concept where you slide to the right, pull back, and the safety badge comes back and it reveals a 120 dB alarm. That's your first line of defense, is to make a lot of sound, screeching siren.
It is screeching. Right? Yes, it is. It is screeching. It's obnoxious. That's how screeching it is.
You should have seen our testing lab. People were going, will you guys please stop?
Stop. Just stop. Okay. We get it. We get it.
Yeah, so there is the alarm. The alarm is the first line of defense, is make noise, make, you know, be attracted or attract others to your situation. And then right below the alarm button that's revealed is a left and right firing buttons. That means there's two shots of Pava Gel. Now, this is why I am so excited about this product, because I'm not kidding you. The gel is a sticky, ooey, gooey mess. When it comes out, it's a column 21 inches wide at 10 to 15 feet. It's the brightest red dye stain you have ever seen. And when it hits your skin, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, anywhere around that upper body, it's going to demotivate an attacker. It's lights out for 30 minutes to 60 minutes. But the beautiful thing is we are completely committed to non-lethal. Nobody's going to die. Everybody gets to go home, even the bad guys. Because we've come up with a non-lethal thing that demotivates and can stop an attack.
And the gel just incapacitates the attacker, so you have time to dial 911. You've already, if you sounded the alarm, you've attracted people already. Maybe somebody else has already called 911, but it incapacitates them to give you time to get into a safe position and let the law enforcement take care of the rest of it.
Yeah, that's right. We actually use an active ingredient, Michael, called Pava. We use that in the Hero 2020. You can find that at hero2020.com. And the Pava Gel. So Pava Gel is the same kind of active ingredient, but now in a gel format. And it requires a different type of delivery mechanism style. So every one of the arrows has a two-shot cartridge of Pava, about 6 to 7 milliliters per shot. But when it covers the skin, that's a lot of gel. And all you need is a micro dot to get into the nasal area, the eyes, the mouth, the skin. And it really is a demotivator. We have gel and Pava technology that's 50 years old, Michael. This is not new. It's advanced, but the baseline of Pava has been used around the world, and we've got the best in the planet. Our labs say so, and so do our first customers that are saying this is really powerful stuff. We use something that is designed to get through the wind and the rain, and it's under power. So the whole idea behind Aero is it's nondescript. It doesn't have a trigger. It doesn't look like a gun. People won't even know what it is. But the first time you push that button and you have some real firepower, because we use nitrogen, and nitrogen is much more stable than CO2, Michael. Nitrogen isn't as sensitive to high heat and low temperatures. It's much more stable. So with our engineering, we came up with the best choice of our engine, and that engine's pushing a lot of gel really fast, hardly time to blink.
Wow. And you can get it by going to hero2020.com.
Yes, sir. It's a lifestyle product. When you go to hero2020.com, we actually have a couple different solutions. One is our duo kit, which has the Hero 2020 and the Aero together. You can buy it in our duo kit. Or you can buy the Aero independently. You can buy one at a time, and training cartridges. You know, Michael, people that buy these pepper spray cans and never use them, I don't get it. Everybody that has any kind of a weapon of any kind, the first thing they should do is go out and unload the first one and practice. And what we do is we include practice cartridges in every single one of our Aeros and our Hero 2020. So you put the target up, you stand back 10, 15 feet, and you let the target have it. But that way you can determine aim, distance, speed, coverage, all those kind of things you need to save your life.
Yeah, and you get accustomed. It's muscle memory again. You get accustomed to how you turn the safety off and how you fire. You get accustomed to all of that by simply practicing. I think that not only do I think the use of the gel and the way you've designed it is unique, but I also think the idea of putting the practice cartridges in is going to encourage people to say, okay, now I've got this. What do I do with it? Well, okay.
Yes.
Put up the target. Yes. Fire the practice cartridges, do it as many times as it takes to where you're comfortable with it, and then when you're in that tense situation, you're not bumbling and fumbling around.
Yeah, and you know, Michael, our audience are young women, elderly folks, like my mom and my dad, the grandparents down the street, whatever the case might be, your employees and small businesses. The idea is to practice and train and give them a non-lethal go-to plan. And there are so many tacks, so many stats. Did you know in road rage, one of three collisions involve road rage? Did you know that Colorado State Patrol gets over 80,000 calls a year in road rage? And the National Highway Traffic Safety Admin says that Colorado is the second deadliest state in the nation.
Oh, I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, so think about road rage. Think about young women in all environments. Think about the elderly at home with no training, no real recourse, because they're not thinking that way, and we need to change that. And employees that go home late at night, or they're in these parking lots that may not be safe, or even at work sometimes. We've got a product now for all of these people.
We have a text message just came in. And I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. Do you need a concealed carry permit for either of these?
The beautiful thing about the Hero 2020 is considered a non-combustible, product. It is not, you do not need a license. You do not need a permit. Now, there are some states in the United States that have their regulations and restrictions, but there's only a couple of them. But all 50 states allow some form of self-defense, like a pepper spray, and that's kind of where this category of pepper spray and Aero really meet with the pepper gel. So the answer is no, you can carry it. You still got to be careful about carrying anything with nitrogen and irritants on board an airplane.
Yeah.
But we're actually working on some solutions there as well. So the answer is you should pick this thing up like you pick up your iPhone, your keys, your wallet. You should put your Hero in your pocket.
Yeah. All right. Get to it. David, thanks for the information. Listen, I love the Hero 2020, and I'd like for all of you to get online to hero2020.com and check out the Aero. I've played around with mine. It is a great device, and I think David's right. It would be a great product for, you know, spouses, girlfriends, for the elderly, for people that maybe, you know, don't want a firearm. And I understand that. So here's a non-lethal solution that is going to give them an incredible self-defense tool. Get online to hero2020.com. David, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Hang on, everybody.